USA Radio News.
An incident allegedly involving a stolen plane and threats against a local Walmart ended in what officials described as the, quote, best case scenario, with no injuries and an inexperienced pilot safely landing the plane. Tupelo Police Department Chief
Corey Wayne Patterson stole a Beechcraft King Air C-90 twin-engine aircraft and took off from the Tupelo Airport today.
After the initial threat, he did not want to hurt himself or anyone else, and I believe that we had what you would think would be the best case scenario.
The 29-year-old man was taken into custody and has been charged with grand larceny and making terroristic threats. A motive is not known at this time. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, or overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
At a rally in Pennsylvania, former President Donald Trump alleges that Dr. Mehmet Oz's Democratic rival John Fetterman uses drugs.
Fetterman supports taxpayer-funded drug dens and the complete decriminalization of illegal drugs, including heroin, cocaine, crystal meth, and ultra-lethal fentanyl. And by the way, he takes them himself.
Monkeypox cases appears to be on the decline in the epicenter of the county's outbreak. Data from the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene shows that as of August 30th, the Big Apple recorded a 7-day rolling average of 9 infections. That's an 82% decline from the 7-day rolling average of 50 recorded 2 weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A city in New Mexico is almost entirely out of fresh water after spring wildfires and summer flooding wreaked havoc on local water sources. The flooding washed charred debris from the fires into the river, which is a problem that the city of Las Vegas filtration system is not equipped to handle. City officials in Las Vegas are now left with only about 20 days of fresh water before it runs out, according to CNN. Officials are spending this weekend pre-treating and testing water in a nearby lake, but testing and pre-treatment could take several days. The Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot has vowed to welcome immigrants bus from the city from the Mexican border in Texas.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's policy of busing illegal immigrants to Democrat-run cities has drawn intense criticism from their mayors. However, the Attorney General for Texas, Ken Paxton, tells Fox News he expects his state to continue the practice.
I would not be surprised to see him send people to other cities to give them just a touch of what Texas and Arizona have to deal with every day. And it's really just a touch. It's nothing like what we actually have to deal with, since we're getting about 5,000 a day.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.